And we are live. Welcome to Winning Mood. It's the round one preview. This is our short, sharp, strongest super coach and punting advice only for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod, 7 years plus of winning NRL betting tips. And he's Tim Moody, the 2021 Supercoach champion. Who better to join me for about 15 minutes every week and steer us through a successful and hopefully winning weekend? How are you, Moody?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm under a little bit of stress. Always trying to find how to do this bloody sharing. It stresses me out. I can't even find the link, to be fair.
So, yeah, we are, because obviously we are live right now. So excuse us if we're being a bit rude. We're both trying to share the show live directly into a couple of groups so people can get involved. But let us know if you can hear us and see us and bear with us. But it's a short and sharp show. And when you can figure that part out, Moody, my very first question is going to be, Teamless Tuesday was yesterday, TLT, as you call it in the business. Just talk me through, what were your biggest reactions? What were the first changes you made to your team after you saw the official team list drop for round one?
Obviously, Cleary not being named, I had to rush him out. And then look for a replacement, which we can have a discussion on that as we get on. Also, just probably just taking notice of who, what sort of cheapies and mid-rangers did and did not get named, and then sort of tweaking it accordingly from that. So, yeah, I think we'll get into that maybe a little bit in the red light, green light segment we've got coming up for you.
Yeah, spoiler alert, actually. Well, yeah, we've got a bit of a gimmick, which I think could be a bit of fun, which we might try and get going right now. So we're playing squad game, and it's red light, green light, and Tim's going to run through. Green light being his strongest advice, his must-haves for your team to start the season, and red light being avoid at all costs. And these could actually be controversial, could be some players that other people are talking up, but Timmy's going to give us pretty quickly who he likes, who he doesn't like, and maybe just like a line or two about each player as to why that is. Let's see if we can fire up red light, green light. Go, Timmy.
There he is.
Where do you want to start, red light or green light?
Let's start with the red light. So red light, the first one I've got is a cheapie that's quite popular at 24% ownership. His name's Sugar. He's playing in the centres for Canberra. Now, I just don't like this one based on job security. I'm a bit worried that, you know, with Chris and Rapana to come back into the side, I think he might be a little bit awkward to start with. I think we might be just sort of wait and see if he does get that string of games together before we get him in our sides. Other players like Key and Tass, only 5 and 8% ownership, but were popular pre-season, haven't been named in the starting side, so I'd stay away from those, as well as Cooler from Manly, who's actually 28% owned. He's coming off the bench, so I think his minutes are going to be quite limited. Bit of a awkward one, and I'd want to wait until he actually was able to cement a spot down when there was some injury to the Manly side throughout the season.
So that Cooler, if I can interrupt you there. So he's a bottom dollar, right? And he's been named on the bench, and that's still not good enough for you. You're saying that's a limitation. So you want to grab all bottom dollar guys who have a chance to start. Is that correct?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there isn't a great deal of bottom dollar guys to start. So we have to sort of go about 100K up into that sort of 200 to 300K range and find some sort of like cheap to mid-ranges there. Just a couple of quick other red lights. I'd just say Pakes. He was a little bit popular for the hooking role at the Broncos. Hasn't got the nod, so I'd stay away from that one. Another big red light I want to bring up is anyone who's trying to run two cheapies at hooker or two cheapies to start their prop positions. I'd really steer clear of that. Even the one gun and one cheapie, I think he's a little bit risky and be where you might end up falling away from the pack at the start if you don't soon correct that. So, yeah, a lot of people who are sort of running like Bully Moore as their starting prop with like someone like Payne Haas or AFB or similar, I'm a little bit worried about that. I think they'd need to have that as their more reserve sort of prop. Over to the green lights.
Yeah, maybe you can give us a prop who you would greenlight.
Greenlight, I'm a cheapie I'm really keen on, which would be Max King over at the Dogs. 188K, 29% ownership. Coming off the bench, but for a prop, it's not that big of a deal. Like with Cooler coming off the bench, he's a, you know, someone who's going to be sort of filling in if someone gets injured and maybe get Max 20 minutes, you know what I mean? But with Max King, he'll be someone that should go in cash for us. So I do like him as a cheapie. Also, I'll just throw some names at you quickly. Russell from Parramatta, 285K. Amone, St. George, 284K. Targo, green lights all these, 287K from Penrith. 53% ownership, so very popular, that one. Also, Billy Smith, I'm very big on. He seems to be given the preference in that side over a few other guys. 294K in CWT, so I do like him. Also, people who I think we definitely need to start with is Schneider, a cheapy halfback we've got for Canberra, 30% ownership. Randall, 54% ownership at hooker for Newcastle at 245K. Other than that, green whites. Okay, so let's talk about the replacements for Cleary. There's a lot of options, and I wouldn't talk anyone against any of these options, and I think they're all great. So which of these turns out to be the best will be, you know,
who's is this to replace him at halfback or who, to replace him as your captain for this week?
Replace at halfback.
Okay, yeah, I'm interested in that because how many halfbacks you get? Two?
You get two, yep.
And you've said Schneider. You said last week Ilias. So I'm just trying to figure out, do you think Schneider's a better option than Ilias? Like, can you take them both, but then you've got the two cheap halfbacks? Like, what's the strategy there?
Luckily for us, Ilias is available as a dual position at 5'8 and at halfback. So I've now slotted him down to 5'8 and I've got Schneider in the halfback role. So I did have Cleary as my gun halfback. Now that he's not available for the first couple of rounds, the options I'm tossing up is Nico Hines at a premium price of 685K. He's 17% owned. I think he's the man at their side. I really like, you're paying a little bit extra for him, but he's going to have a lot of touches of the ball. Matty Moylan's their second fiddle at 5'8". I think he'll be very busy. He has goal kicking as well. So I do like Nico. Sammy Walker, I think I really like as well. You can save a fair bit there and going down to him at 528K. Should get the goal kicking as well from what we hear. He looks to be a great option for Supercoach. He was great last year. He had some massive, massive scores. Some of the times he was just, you know, injuries and how many minutes he got, but he looks like he's, you know, sweet to be playing 80 minutes going forward. Other than that, I also like Hughes at 640K for Melbourne, 13% owned. And Sexton, if you want to save some coin, 434K. He's only 3% owned. I really, really like him. He's got goal kicking as well. Showed a lot of promise last year. And, yeah, I think they're a good attacking side, Gold Coast. So I think you could go with him as well if you wanted to save money there and spend a bit elsewhere.
Well, that's really valuable advice, mate. Now, this week, we're not going to show your final team that you're rolling into the season with. A little bit of a concern about, you know, copycats. But you literally, guys, you just heard Tim rattle off about 15, 20 names that he strongly advises. So I think you've got a pretty clear indication. And we'll certainly will touch base with exactly who's in Tim's side and mine as well, if anyone cares. But I will be definitely taking some of that valuable advice on board. Can we talk strategy? So one is, like, who's your captain and who are you even considering as captain this week, depending on who the best players and people's teams may be. And then can you roll that into explaining for the newbies what the loop, the Supercoach loophole, or is it known as the loop? Can you talk about captaincy and the loop?
No worries, man. So first of all, the first captains I identified in my side would be my fullbacks, which I've got two premiums in Tedesco and Pappenhausen. So if people have got Turbo, they're probably going to want to go with Turbo, unless they've got Turbo and Teddy, where I might lean towards Teddy still. I think Teddy's the best option. Pappenhausen's a good option, but it's a bit risky because he may still not get named. He is named in the starting side, but he's got to pass the next two training sessions before he gets the nod. So keep an eye out for final teams on that one. And if you do end up getting stuck with Pappenhausen as your captain and you can't really replace it, you might end up finding that you're a bit stuck for captain options there. So I've keyed in Tedesco as my first captain for this week.
But speaking of Pappenhausen, we need to go Pappenhausen speed to get through the rest of this segment. So, all right, tell us the loop to someone who doesn't understand it, but in under 60 seconds.
Are you able to bring up your side while we talk about the loop?
I'm not going to show my side this week either. Sure. So we'll save time. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So with the loophole, basically the way that works is you have a VC, like a vice captain and a captain. Your captain's always going to get the double score each week, but there's a way you can loophole that and sort of trick the system, which is commonly accepted in the game, which is to vice captain someone who's playing in an earlier game. So for instance, say people who might be starting with Cody Walker. I think he's got an earlier game, one of the earlier games this week. Am I right?
Cody Walker's Friday night?
Yeah, relatively early. So if you might want to vice captain him, for instance, I'd probably say let's use him for example. And if he killed it and had a really big score of, say, 120, 130 plus, we might want to loophole him. And the way you do that is by bringing onto the field a player that isn't going to play and making them your captain later in the week. So, for example, I think I might be going to start with Munster in my side. So, unfortunately, let's see, when's he playing in the week?
The Storm are scheduled to play Saturday night. But that could be handy. Munster's in your squad, but understanding Munster's not playing in round one.
So let's say hypothetically I wanted to VC, I haven't really thought about who I'd VC, but let's just say at a quick glance, Katoni Staggs, who I might start with for Brisbane, say he has a blinder and scores two tries and gets a really big score and maybe even takes some goal kicks, who knows. In that case, then I might loop him. But the way I'd do that is I'd then bring Munster onto the field, make him my captain, and that makes my vice captain then get the double score because your captain doesn't play. So that's the way you sort of affect a loophole. It's the quickest way I could sort of explain it. It's probably a bit of a choppy, messy way.
That's very sneaky. A lot of people already know what you're talking about, and for others, they're thinking, what the hell? But it's not like cheating. It's a loophole, but it's a loophole that all savvy players are aware of. So it's essentially strategy. So use it to your advantage if you can. And that's what Timmy's here for. And hit us up in the comments if you need any further explanation or tag us. We're happy to talk about things more. Speaking of scoring a couple tries, let's roll into our unique market that we're going to make available for our followers every single week. Thanks to Top Sport. I'll put it up on the screen, Timmy, and you can introduce, again, we're still going Pappenhausen speed. You can introduce the 2 out of 3 ain't bad winning mood anytime try score bet.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm pretty excited to be involved in this. I love finding anytime try scorer. So what we've come up with here is we've got you only need to get two of these three try scorers. All three can happen as well. That's fine. But only two of them need to happen for $3 odds. And we've got Sammy Velame, we've got Joey Manu, and Isaiah Papali'i. So we've tried to get a bit of value. We can't have all wingers. Otherwise, it'd be a very, very short price. But the juicy $3, I think two of these three can score. What do you reckon, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I will get to my best bets of the round that I'll share really briefly at the end. But I quite like Canberra Raiders on Friday. So I think Valame is good value there to score. And then you picked the other two, but I agreed with them as well. I think the Roosters and the Eels could both have successful outings in round one. But was there anything in particular that called out to you that made you want to go for Manu? I mean, Manu's an absolute superstar, but what was the thinking behind Papali'i?
Papali'i, I just think that I feel it's probably going to be somewhat wettish still wherever the footy's being played. And I think that he's pretty keen on a try. I just like him. I just think that the way that Parra play, I can see him getting one close to the line.
Yeah, he's a powerful runner and does certainly hard to handle. And again, yeah, Parramatta playing at home there. There could be plenty of points in that one. So guys, mathematically, you might be thinking, oh, if you multi those three, you'd get, you know, in the teens odds. But think of it this way. If you flip a coin three times, if you want to call the coin correctly three times, you have a 1 in 8 chance. If you have to call a coin flip correctly 2 out of 3, it's 50-50. It's 50-50 to get it 2 out of 3 correct. So there's a big difference in only needing 2 out of 3 as opposed to needing them all to win. So I think some people not too familiar with odds may not realize how great that value is. Trust me, that's where I come in, and I can assure you that's good value. You know what else is good value? Someone who watches this show or the Tripod every single week wins a jersey, their choice, mailed to their house. And this is all we need you guys to do to win the jersey is have a guess at who will score the last try in Sunday Arvo footy, which will be that Eels game. So Eels Titans, Sunday Arvo, it's on Channel 9, on Fox. Comment last try and the minute they'll score. So last try scorer. So you want to go Papali'i and the minute they'll score. So 70 or something, Papali'i 70, that's your guess. If you want to go Jaden Campbell, 78, then you don't have to guess it perfectly, but the minute is the tiebreaker. So the more cheeky you go with your guess, the more outlandish you go, the less other people will probably have the same player that you're cheering for. If you go for someone a bit more obvious, you could be in it with a few others, and then it's going to be whoever gets the closest minute. So player name and number, that number being the minute they score. And this is the last try of the Sunday game, Eels Titans. Timmy, another perk for people following is they can enter our Supercoach comp. I'll put the number out on the screen, and you can invite people to do that and tell them about the prizes.
Yeah, so pretty excited with this one. If you join our overall group comp, it's an unlimited comp where you can, you know, compete against everyone in the group, including myself, Tristan, and Jacob, a whole bunch of other legends that are already in there. So the prizes for that, I think they just keep the prizes just like, I feel like it was, Tristan was that guy from, you know, and there's still more, you know, that late night.
Oprah or something.
Yeah, it's given away. Prizes, crazy. So we've got a NRL jersey of your choice. We've got $500 for the overall winner. I think there was even like a bonus $250 for...
There's a bonus $500 up for grabs, which is a bit crazy. The bonus extra $500 only comes into it if my team score outscores Tristan, who's the CEO of Top Sport at the end of the year. So now all of a sudden there's pressure on me. I was only doing this for fun. You're the expert. But now I'm heads up against Tristan. And if I win, it throws an extra $500 into the kitty. So again, that's free. Cool. Have a bit of fun. And you get to match wits with literally the king, the guy that won it last year. And you can take me on and beat me, and you can enjoy that as well. We're going to switch gears to punting. We have to get this in under 20 minutes. Timmy, so what do you want to know?
I want to know how I can stay in the middle of this. I keep trying to stay centered. But now, look, what do you got for me as your best bets this weekend? How can I start off the season well? That's something I want to do.
Round one, always really tricky. We haven't seen the teams play like meaningful footy, so we've been a bit selective. But the two best bets that we've given out, we like the Raiders, which would be a slight upset, although they're at home and they're playing a Sharks team with a few new faces and a new coach. I don't think the Sharks hit the ground running to start the season. So we've actually taken the Raiders +1.5, but I'd play them at $2 to win. That's my pick on Friday night. And then we like the Warriors, another game that's kind of 50-50 and they're a slight underdog. But there's a lot of hype about the Dragons that I don't necessarily see them as any stronger than the Warriors. The game's played in Queensland where the Warriors are based. I think Sean Johnson really energizes this side and they can get a good start. It could be a pretty even game. Our best bet, we actually played the first half line because we got an even better edge there, +0.5. But again, if I'm picking the winner in that Warriors-Dragons game, I am going to take the Warriors. And we do have a mixed matchup, which is the Canberra Raiders to score more points than the Bulldogs. Bulldogs were the worst attack in the whole comp last year, and that's paying $2.45, and that's also available on Top Sport. Bring us home, Timmy, under 30 seconds.
All right, I really like it. All right, guys, so my one thing I will say to everyone is to trust your gut. If there's any of those players that you're, you know, if you're really keen on, but you're, you know, other people might not be and they're talking you out of it, just go with it. Trust your gut. If it doesn't work out, you can fix it up, you know, in a few coming weeks and trade it out to someone who is killing it. So have fun with it. It's a long journey. It's a marathon. So Supercoach isn't won in the first couple of weeks. Just make
and we hope we put you in a winning mood, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers.